Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is another day for us to share the word of God. And I use this opportunity to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we kindly take our Bibles and move to the book of Galatians? I'll read Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. And I read, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. We ask that you bless it. We ask of the direction of the Holy Ghost. Lord, lead us even as we look unto you as the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brethren, today I want to share on the topic, the faith of Abraham. The faith of Abraham. Now, when we look at the calling of Abraham, it plays much significance to our Christian journey. God called Abraham and gave him a promise. Now, when we study the scripture, Abraham, the calling of Abraham out of a family that had a non-religious background. In fact, when we actually study the genealogy of Abraham, he was traced to Shem, the lineage of Shem. That's like when you look at the three sons of Noah, where we have Shem, Japheth, and Ham. You will see that Abraham was really traced to the lineage of Shem. Now, Shem had a blessed posterity, actually, because in that lineage, God is going to have a Messiah, the Messiah coming out from that lineage. Now, but with all that, you will see that the house or the home in which Abraham came from, Abraham had a calling whereby God called him by election. When Abraham was in the father's house, the Bible let us understand that God called Abraham out of the father's home. So you see that God called him unconditionally. Brother, sister, when we study the calling of Abraham, it means much to us. And in this faith, when you take Abraham out, then we don't even know what we are even talking about. Because if you read the scripture, the Bible says that there were two men who lived in a parable that Jesus Christ gave. And he said, Lazarus and the rich man. But we saw where the rich man went when he died. And we saw where Lazarus went when he died. And the Bible let us know that Lazarus was seen at the bosom part of Abraham. So, brother, sister, it means much to us when we talk about the faith of Abraham. Because we believe that that faith, grace, which was full of grace, grace came actually before the law was enacted. And when you study the calling of Abraham, the blessing that was actually bestowed on him, the blessing is not only to he and his natural seed, which are the Jews, but that blessing was for both the Jews and the Gentiles. So God is a God of all flesh. The blessing that God has blessed Abraham is to both the Jew and we, the Gentiles. Hallelujah. When we read the scripture, God make use of the hidden so that the blessing of Abraham will come upon the hidden. So sometimes, instead of God saying the Bible making known of the Gentiles, and sometimes we see hidden, the hidden, hallelujah, and the hidden are people who are not part of the Jew, a nation. So, brother, sister, the call of Abraham actually means much to you and I. Abraham was called unconditionally. So if you study the scripture, the Bible let us know that we who also have come to receive this Christ, to meet this Christ, the Bible let us know that it was by election. And that's why it said, for by grace are ye saved. Not out of works, not out of what you were able to do. Because God called Abraham, gave him the promise. Hallelujah. So when we study the scripture, there is something that we have to really understand about our calling. It was an unconditional. God loved you when you were a sinner. He didn't kill you. And that's why he said, even when we were yet sinners, God still loved us. He died for us. He died for you and I. So, brother, sister, we were called out as how God called Abraham out of the father's house. We were also called out of the denomination. We were called out so that he gave us a promise, which is by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we study, the Bible actually went on to make us understand that the grace actually started with Abraham. So when we study the faith of Abraham, it actually makes us understand what God is doing with the Gentile nation. Because if it comes to works, or if it comes to what man can do and what man actually cannot do, then the Gentiles were not even people who were even deemed. But God actually gave it to them by promise. So the Bible went on to say that, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under curse. For it is written, curse is everyone that continue not in the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident that the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that dwelleth them shall live in them. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, brother, sister, in the calling of Abraham, we saw actually something. When God called him out of the father's house, and God gave him the promise that I'll take you to a land. Abraham, he didn't know where he was going. But yet he believed God. He believed God for what God was actually telling him. So when we studied, we saw that Abraham, he called things that don't exist that they existed. And that is what we have to know as we Christians. That the call that Abraham had, we who are of the same seed, we who are of the same faith, must learn from this. Because when we study the faith of Abraham, it was not based on a conditionality. Because God has an unconditional love. He calls us. He purchases. So that we who have come for consolation, we who have come and received the salvation, we may embrace him and walk in the same faith of Abraham. Now, when we study the Bible also let us actually know that when God called Abraham and gave him the promise, he walked by the faith. Abraham stands for justification. As we saw it, the Bible says that he believed God and it was counted for righteousness. Abraham actually stands for justification. Then coming to Isaac, sanctification. Then we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So it is three things. The Bible let us know that, and to the seed, not to seeds, as of many, no, and to the seed. So that seed, which we will look at it at our later development. But here, we want to look at the faith of Abraham. So Abraham, the Bible says that he called things that don't exist, that they existed. He believed God for what he is. And God, he moved with God. And likewise, we have, as believers who have received the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have to move in that same faith, believing God for what he has actually given us. Abraham, though in his calling, he went through a lot of things. He went through famines. He wandered from one place to another, even to the extent of even going on what Egyptian's land. Even when he came on the land that was actually promised to him, he met other people who were on the land. So, brother, sister, that tells us that the journey in which we are is not a bread and a butter road. We have to learn that this journey on which we are, it is like both a valley and a hill. Hallelujah. Today in Christianity, we see a lot of motivational speakers who are taking the word of God in a way of just motivation and all that. But we know that as Christians who have believed, or as the bride, or as an elect, we have been called to walk in the faith of our father Abraham. Abraham called things that don't exist that they existed. He was not having a seed from his race, but he believed God. And God promised him that he will have a seed from his own race. He believed God for what he is. Hallelujah. When we study the faith of Abraham, the Bible also made us to understand that Abraham had a long suffering. But then his life was made glorious. Abraham had a long suffering. He staggered with faith. And the Bible made us to understand that when Abraham moved from place to place, Abraham could even meet famines. There were other times, but when the promise was made, Abraham didn't know that these were actually the things that he was going to face, but he moved with faith. So, brother, sister, we have to understand that the faith that we have, the journey, I may not know what you are going through, but God knows what you are going through. There could be, hilly, and there could be valleys. It's not an easy road. You may meet rough roads. You may meet easy roads. But in all, God will lead you to that perfection that he has called you for, as he has called Abraham. So Abraham really typified the faith that God has actually given to us through our Lord Jesus Christ, as of we the Gentiles. And we know that the promise that God bestowed upon Abraham is not only to a particular people or a nation. It is to the seed, both Jews and the Gentiles, who have similar faith of Abraham. So we have to understand that what Abraham actually went through were things that we can really learn from. He didn't have all just an easy road. But when we study his end, God made his life so glorious. So brother, sister, we have been called. And that's why the Bible says that now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saved not to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We saw that grace, God dealt with Abraham to grace before the law came into what? In action. And likewise, we the Gentiles, God has actually given us a grace to receive Christ, to live the same faith of Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. So it therefore there on us as believers in this end time to make our calling and election sure. We have to make our calling and election sure by walking in the will of God, by walking the faith of Abraham. Hallelujah. Abraham, before I bring this to a conclusion, when we study the faith of Abraham, at one point in time, there was a separation. The first one, when God called him out of the father's house, Abraham had to separate from unbelief. Likewise, as believers in this end time, God called us out of unbelief. God called us out of denomination. We were in a denomination. We were in apostasy. But God took us out of that apostasy and placed his name on us. Hallelujah. And now we have received a faith. And as we walk in the faith, Abraham, when he separated again from Lord, and that is when the blessing was actually bestowed upon him. And we saw two things that actually happened. The delay was off, and the veil that was on his eyes was off. And God now told him that he is now coming to bless him as how he must be blessed. So we have to walk in the way of the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the only way that we are sure that we have a similar faith of Abraham. Because the promise was to exceed the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Because the seed is Jesus Christ. And when we receive this seed and we abide in him, we abide by that promise, we are co-joiners together with the blessing of Abraham. So, brother, sister, the time has come. And now is the time for what? For us to walk in the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he said, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus Christ. So as we have received this faith, we should know that there is neither Jew. We are no more Gentiles in the flesh. No. We have become spiritual Israelites who are living according to the word of God. We have become Christ-like to walk in the way of Christ. So the seed is our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that for if we don't have the Spirit of Christ, then we are none of him. The faith of Abraham is only in a seed, not seeds. So if you read Acts chapter 7, where Stephen gave the account, when he talked about Abraham, then he came to Isaac, after Isaac, then he came and talked on Jacob. So you will see that it was to a particular seed. Hallelujah. It was to a particular seed. So the promise is given by God's own election. And that's why the Bible says that for him he foreknew, he predestinated. And they that he predestinated, he also called. And them whom he called, he justified. And them whom he justified, he sanctified. And them whom he actually sanctified, he glorifies. According to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. So brother, sister, there is a promise which is immutable. Even the law could not make it non-effect. After the promise has been given, the law could not actually make it non-effect. And the Bible says that the immutability of his counsel, God's own counsel, cannot be made void, cannot be made. So God is obligated to the seed of God. God is obligated to perform his word to a seed. God is obligated. So it is in the effort of the one who gave the promise to do what he has promised to do. And that's what Hebrews chapter 2, he said, Jesus Christ, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. May God bless us as we continue to feed on the word of God. Thank you very much. And God bless you even as you go on your errands. God bless you. Amen.